President Obama continues to pressure Congress to reach a deal to halt sequestration. Speaking from the Oval Office today, the president said lawmakers still have the opportunity to make the right decisions and avert the mandatory budget cuts scheduled to take place in 1 week. But there's little evidence that the Republican majority in the House is close to a deal. Even though sequestration has been making headlines, it's still a murky topic for many New Yorkers, as WNYC found out today at Washington Square Park.
The sequestration is in March, right? So it's like with the fiscal crisis, the cliff, everything like that.
It's going to change the way government operates. A lot of people are going to lose their jobs, all that kind of stuff.
It means something about, like to hunker down, like you go into privacy and work on a problem.
Maybe dividing off or alienating something.
Something to do with sequence, maybe?
It's when they're putting the kibosh on something.
A horse, yeah. Something that deals with horses.
Something that deals with the ocean? I don't know.
It's about a kidnapping.
Like a treasure, maybe? I have no idea. I don't know.
No wonder members of Congress, who are not in session this week, have been in their districts explaining to constituents the sequestration and its possible consequences. WNYC's Stephen Reeder has more on how sequestration could affect our area.
If Congress doesn't come up with a targeted alternative by the end of next week, most government agencies and programs will have their budgets cut by up to 8.2%. That would mean an immediate $1 billion loss for the Transportation Department. And in a region with so many airports, the impact could be significant. Many employees can expect to be furloughed as a way for the department to find savings. Dan Stefko is a representative for engineers and architects at the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. He says that can mean deferred repairs on beacons and runway equipment. Not necessarily dangerous, but definitely not fun for customers.
If there's an outage, they might not be able to land, say, at Philadelphia if there's bad weather in Philly. They might have to divert to, say, Allentown if that's their diversion airport, and then bus them down. So there's impacts not to safety, but to convenience for sure.
A statement from the Air Traffic Controllers Association confirms that safety will be preserved at the expense of operations around the country. That could mean canceled flights, delays, and closures as well. Less dire, but still important in New York, is what sequestration could mean for one of the city's favorite annual traditions, Fleet Week. The Navy won't be spared automatic cuts either, which could put a damper on festivities, among many other things. But Lieutenant Commander Brian Badura says it's too early to tell whether that will happen.
I mean, it is one of the things that would certainly be considered for possible alteration or possibly to be cut, but right now we're not there yet.
Overall, there are more than 90,000 federal employees in New York and New Jersey who could be affected by the automatic cuts. We'll find out next week if Congress can keep them from feeling the pinch. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Reeder.